It's Thursday, January 16th, 2025, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. A Cameron man died in a single vehicle crash last weekend. The Leinenkugel brothers want to buy back the Triple Falls Brewery. A ban for conversion therapy for LGBTQ plus people is considered by the state Supreme Court today, and the Chautauqua Firefighters Ice Fishing Tournament is this weekend. Good morning, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. A 32-year-old Cameron man died in a single vehicle crash last Friday evening or Saturday morning. Barron County Sheriff's Department dispatch logs said the crash was discovered Saturday morning by a passing motorist at the intersection of 22nd and a quarter Street and 13th Avenue, southeast of Cameron. Logs said the pickup truck crashed into a tree sometime overnight. Local news media identified the deceased as Ryan Schubel of Cameron and said the crash report said speed was a factor in the crash, causing his truck to spin out of control on the snow-covered road. The Leinenkugel brothers want to buy back the Triple Falls Brewery. Sean Maloney tells us more.
However, Molson Coors has declined the first step of a proposal by Jack and Dick Leinenkugel to buy the brewery. Molson Coors announced last November it is closing the brewery and moving production to Milwaukee. Jack and Dick say they're profoundly saddened by the decision to close the Chippewa Falls Brewery, and it's not only been a cornerstone of the Chippewa Valley economy, but a welcoming destination for thousands of visitors. Molson Coors CEO Gavin Hattersley declined the Leinenkugel brothers' proposal to enter into a non-disclosure agreement, which would have been the first step to begin discussions on buying the brewery back. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court is hearing arguments over whether a legislative committee's rejection of an agency rule that would ban the practice of conversion therapy for LGBTQ people was unconstitutional. The challenge comes amid the national battle over LGBTQ plus rights. It is also part of a broader effort by the Democratic governor, who has vetoed Republican bills targeting transgender high school athletes, to rein in powers of the GOP-controlled legislature. Governor Tony Evers argues the legislature is unconstitutionally blocking the rules. The court, controlled 4-3 by liberal justices, hears arguments today and will issue a ruling in the coming months. Congressman Tom Tiffany, representative of Wisconsin's 7th District, will hold 7 listening sessions in the last week in January. They are Monday, January 27th, at the Russ County Community Library in Ladysmith from 10:30 until 11:30 a.m., at the UW-Eau Claire-Barron County Blue Hills Lecture Hall in the Ritzinger Building in Rice Lake from 1 until 2 p.m., at the Amory Community Center in Amory from 4 until 5 p.m., and New Richmond Middle School in New Richmond from 6 until 7 p.m. The New Richmond session will focus on a solar facility planned by Xcel Energy. Other sessions will be held Tuesday, January 28th in Taylor, Lincoln, and Florence counties. More information about the listening sessions can be found on Tiffany's website, tiffany.house.gov. Former Wisconsin Congressman Sean Duffy was in Washington, D.C. Wednesday for his confirmation hearing as President-elect Trump's pick to be Secretary of Transportation. Duffy says no federal agency impacts Americans' daily lives more than the Department of Transportation.
I'm honored to have the trust of President Trump and hopefully this body to lead such an important segment of our economy. Transportation influences how long it takes to get home to our loved ones, and improving its safety and efficiency directly enhances every single American's life.
Duffy formerly represented Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District, located here in northwestern and central Wisconsin. A chance to win prizes on and off the ice is coming to Chautauqua this weekend. Adam Hutton explains.
The Chautauqua Firefighters' 31st Annual Adult and Kids Ice Fishing Contest takes place on Saturday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. There will be prizes for the largest fish by weight in several categories for adults and kids. And you don't even need to fish to win. One of the event organizers, Travis Swillow, tells us more.
We're also going to have a big cash raffle prizes. So we have a $5,000 cash prize for the grand prize for the raffle. Then it goes down to $3,000, and I think it goes down to fourth prize also. Along with that, we also have door prizes that are announced every half hour, and we even have categories for kids. So every kid that gets a fish gets a prize, but there's also other prizes for those as well.
You don't need to be present to win the raffles. Funds raised benefit the fire department. For more info, search for Chautauqua Area Volunteer Firefighters on Facebook. I'm Adam Hutton.
And that's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Thursday.